All right, I'm going to get through this as quick as possible. Our doctrine statement is going to say that we believe Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, in the line of David, and was true God and true man, two distinct natures existing inseparably in one person, neither less than God nor less than man, yet without sin. There's a lot in that I've already covered. You can check it on the website and in old notes, how Jesus was 100% God. I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to focus all my time on the incarnation. So the quickest and easiest way to show this is going to be John 1, the first verse of John 1. You guys should know this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And if you jump to verse 14, it's going to say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So that's as quick and easy as we can get with that. That Jesus was God, always has been God, has been with God, was with God in the beginning, and he became flesh. And not only that, but Jesus himself claimed to be man. Like I said, I already covered how he claimed himself to be God. That's why he was crucified. But he claims to be man as well. In John 8, he says, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I've heard from God. And so in this short amount of time, that's good enough that Jesus himself claimed to be a man. So we're also going to see in Scripture, in the Gospels, that Jesus grew, he became strong, he increased in wisdom, he increased in stature, he became wearied from his journeys, he became thirsty, he became hungry, he grew physically weak, and his body died just like any other human body. So take all these things, take what the Scriptures say. There'll be a ton of this in the notes, where that's all at. But Jesus was indeed fully man. So what we have, Sam continually says the phrase that Jesus was 100% man, 100% God. And that's really about the best way that we can put it. A famous saying is going to say, remaining what he was, he became what he was not. And so that's going to be the right way that we think about this, that he remained what he was. He remained being fully God. He didn't become less God. He didn't become some kind of mixture of God-man. He remained what he was. He remained 100% God, and adding on to that, he became 100% man. And so it's important to realize that when we're doing these, Spencer spent a lot of time on these, and he really carefully words them, because doctrines like these are so, it's just such a mystery, and it's hard for our minds to understand, and you have to really dig pretty deep to check all these out. But he words these really carefully because of the heresies that's possible to come up. And so I just want to cover quickly the main heresies that we might be prone to. They're actually pretty common. They're not just crazy things that are way out there. You'd hear these quite a bit. The first one, I'm going to say that Jesus wasn't actually a man. Some people would say that he's just God. This one's easy to debunk, because 1 John 4, 2, and 3 is going to say, by this you know the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and is now in the world already. So that's a big deal. That's a warning for our time and for future times, how it's important to always check out, you know, if you're trying to figure out if a teaching's false. First thing I do is I go and say, what do they say about Jesus? Is he a man? Is he an angel? Is he God? If you didn't know, like Jehovah's Witnesses, they think that Jesus was Michael, the angel. If you dig in enough and talk to the guys, you'll learn that. And so you want to find out who they think Jesus is first. And so was Jesus a man? Was Jesus God? Well, he's both. Second deal here is that Jesus... Some people teach that Jesus was a man only in body, but not in soul and spirit. And, you know, that sounds like a logical way for us to process our minds around it, but it's not true either, because of Hebrews 2:17. Says that therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. So if Jesus was just a man in body, that's wrong, because it's more than our bodies that need redeemed. It's our soul and our spirit as well. And for him to redeem us, body, soul, and spirit, he had to become like us in every way. So he becomes a man, body, soul, and spirit, not just in body. I just got two more of these. The third one is that Jesus was half man, half God, or some mixture of the two. Again, people come up with this because it sounds right. How can he be 100% man, 100% God? That doesn't add up. So he must be some mixture. The problem with that is if he is truly going to be the one and only true mediator between God and man, he's got to be fully man to live as we did and to pay the penalty. He's got to be fully God to accept God's wrath and the sacrifice. And the last one here is going to say that Christ laid down his deity. Did Christ lay down his deity? That's a bad wording and a bad interpretation of Philippians 2. I'll have a lot about this in the notes. But the problem with that saying is that it kind of implies that he was God, and then at a certain time he decided to step away for a season from being God to just be a man, and then he lived his life as a man, and now he's God again. Because it's important to note that the whole time he was fully God, and he was fully man. And so a better way to put this, instead of thinking that he stepped out of being God, it's more accurate to think that he remained being God, but he cloaked himself in flesh. And so he didn't become any less God in becoming a man. So the last thing I want to leave you with, just one more teaching that I'm not sure people think about much today. I just wrote the question, is Jesus right now, is he fully God's, is he fully God, or is he also still fully man as well? And I'd just say that we never see anywhere in scriptures that he ceased to be man. His resurrected body is actually a model for what our bodies will be like when we're resurrected. If you remember, after his resurrection, he still had scars. He's eating fish. He's doing things that a resurrected body would do. And why that's important, you know, people might think that's not that important. But if you remember what we talk about all the time, Genesis 1:28, that God ordained and commissioned man to be fruitful and multiply and fill and subdue and rule the earth. It's important to note that he's going to get this done through Jesus. Now, that's our commission still, but the fulfillment of that is going to come through a man still, but the man's going to be Jesus. So it's important that Jesus is still man now, that in his return, he fully walks out that commission. He's the one that does that. And got one last thing just to kind of tie all this together and glorify it. This is a quote from Grudem. It says, "It is by far," he's talking about the incarnation, "the most amazing miracle of the entire Bible, far more amazing than the resurrection, more amazing even than the creation of the universe, the fact that the infinite, omnipotent, eternal Son of God could become man and join himself to a human nature forever, so that infinite God became one person with finite man, will remain for eternity the most profound miracle and the most profound mystery in all the universe." Amen.